Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The president today announced a deal with China in the trade war that has rocked global markets. CBS's Kelly O'Grady has the details of the framework.
China will lift the export restrictions on rare earths and minerals and magnets. Those are very important things that the country produces, and they're very important for our automotive and defense industry. That was a really key sticking point that does seem to have been worked out. The U.S. is going to allow Chinese students to come into the U.S. and go to universities and colleges and grad programs.
Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson has died. Wilson was 82. He was considered a pop visionary whose success rivaled the Beatles throughout the 60s. Joe Levy is a contributor to Rolling Stone.
He is a shaper of American myth and American culture. Our popular ideas about California, a land of surf and sun, many of them come from Beach Boys songs.
There was a partial verdict in the trial of former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. He was found guilty of subjecting one woman to a criminal sex act. The jury did not reach a verdict on a rape charge involving another woman. Legal analyst Laurie Levinson.
For Harvey Weinstein, even one conviction in the New York case poses a big difficulty for him moving forward, given the sentencing that he faces.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was on Capitol Hill again today, where he was grilled over the deployment of troops to Los Angeles. Senator Jack Reed.
Are you prepared to authorize DHS to use drones and also to authorize military forces to detain or arrest American citizens?
Senator, every authorization we've provided the National Guard and the Marines in Los Angeles is under the authority of the President of the United States, is lawful and constitutional. They are assisting in defending
officers
and law enforcement facilities
in
the execution of their job
in
the city of Los Angeles.
Survivors and family members of the Pulse nightclub massacre in Central Florida were walking through the venue this week. It will be razed and replaced with a permanent memorial. Buddy Dyer is the mayor of Orlando.
We thought it would be appropriate to give families and survivors the opportunity to visit the building. None of them have been in there for the past 9 years.
49 people died in that shooting. On Wall Street today, stocks finished flat. The Dow Jones Industrials off just 1 point. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Water rescue just got faster and safer in Racine County thanks to the introduction of the Emily device. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says Emily is a battery-powered floating rescue tool that can be deployed from shore or boat. It can quickly navigate to those struggling in the water, providing immediate flotation. Sheriff's Office officials say 4 Emily units are now operational, supporting lifeguards, dive teams, and water patrols. Prison time was announced this week in a drug-related robbery and homicide case in Racine from 4 years ago. Christopher Martinez will serve 22 years in prison for his role in the fatal shooting of James Hamilton during what investigators say was a planned robbery at a Monroe Avenue home. 2 others were allegedly involved, including Christopher's brother, Jonathan. He's serving 20 years. The case against another man involved remains open. Demonstrators in Milwaukee rallied yesterday to protest President Trump's immigration policies. Hundreds marched to the federal offices and chanted for what they call justice. Additional protests are scheduled in Racine, Kenosha, Brookfield, and several other Wisconsin cities this Saturday. That's to coincide with a military parade in Washington. A Racine County school got the better of one from Kenosha County in the state baseball tournament. Read all about the high school action from this week and a preview of what's to come online. Go deeper with high school sports at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers fall to the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At AmFam Field, where the Brewers lost to the Atlanta Braves 6-2, the Braves, who came into Milwaukee on a 7-game losing streak, leave winning the series 2-1. The homestand continues tomorrow night when the crew hosts the St. Louis Cardinals. NFL, at the Packers minicamp, quarterback Jordan Love was asked for his reaction to the team releasing Jair Alexander.
It's a tough one. You know, it's really tough losing a player Jair's caliber and someone that has been here since I got here. Got nothing but love for Jair. Love my time being able to play with him, play against him every day. You know, he's a guy that made me better. And we talk after practice a good amount just on what he's seeing with me. And, you know, someone who definitely believed in me from the get-go when I got my opportunity.
NBA Finals tonight in Indianapolis. The Pacers and the Thunder tied at 1 game apiece.
You know, I just got to figure out how to be better earlier in games. We can do a lot better job and see if we can get better, you know, going into game 3.
That's the Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Turning mostly cloudy tonight, a couple of showers and storms late and lows in the upper 50s to 60. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a little hazy from some smoke, highs in the upper 60s. Rain chances return for Friday and Saturday, currently 89 degrees.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1967.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1967. Flower power was blooming, and if you weren't wearing tie-dye, bell-bottoms, or at least one peace sign, were you even living? 1967, gas was 33 cents a gallon, a brand new house cost just over 14 grand, and if you had a color TV, you were basically royalty. On the radio in 1967, we were listening to Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Through the mirror of my mind, time. through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
It's Diana Ross and the Supremes and Reflections on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1967. That song was the first foray for the Supremes into psychedelic pop, a sound fully realized by the Beatles a month earlier when they released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Well, 1967, Thurgood Marshall became the first African American on the U.S. Supreme Court. Here's a little history.
In 1961... President John F. Kennedy appointed Marshall to the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. He served in this position until 1965, when President Lyndon B. Johnson appointed him as the first African-American Solicitor General of the United States. As Solicitor General, Marshall won 14 of the 19 cases he argued before the Supreme Court, further cementing his reputation as an outstanding lawyer and advocate for civil rights. President Johnson subsequently nominated Marshall to the Supreme Court itself on June 13, 1967, to replace Justice Tom C. Clark, who was retiring. Despite facing opposition from some Southern senators, Marshall's nomination was confirmed by the Senate with a vote of 69-11 on August 30, 1967.
On the radio in 1967, we were listening to The Beatles.
I'm
1967, it's the Beatles and Hello Goodbye on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1967. Well, the Beatles made a music video for that song, but at the time they were called promotional films. It was banned by the BBC because Paul was clearly lip-syncing, which was against British Musicians Union's rules. 1967, we were cooking with, for the first time, microwave ovens.
Whether it's steak and chips, curry, fish and chips, or anything else on the menu. And it's done to a turn in a matter of seconds, which is the big point of using microwave energy. Hamburgers perfectly done in 15 seconds. It's wonderful news for women. Don't be put off by the words microwaves any more than you are by watts and amperes when you use an electric kettle. In the home kitchen, it could be the end of slaving over the hot stove.
On the radio in 1967, we were listening to The Association and Windy. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1967. It's The Association and Windy on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1967. That was The Association's second number one hit. Their first was Cherish, which was recorded the previous year. After Windy's run at number one on the Hot 100, Never My Love almost matched the same feat in late 1967, peaking at number two on the singles chart. Well, in 1967, we had a brand new cartoon to watch on TV.
Go speed racer.
going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1967. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another class reunion. Tomorrow, we feature the class of 1960.
Today's big deal of the day. Give Dad the gift of sweetness with Linda Sugar Bliss, Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. From yummy cookies to stunning cakes and pastries that melt in your mouth, it's the kind of gift every dad deserves. Made from scratch, baked with love, and just like Dad used to sneak out of Grandma's kitchen. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure that you're cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001. Or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
WRJN remembers Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Singer, songwriter, producer. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 1988. Inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, 2000. Let's get back together and do it again. Ooh. WRJN, saluting Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, dead at the age of 82.
Round, round, get around, I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round.
I get around,
round, round, I get around,
round, round,
get around, round, round.
friends are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Have you ever dieted and told nobody that you were on a diet? It says here, researchers found that many of those who have changed their diet were worried about failing publicly, while others were embarrassed to be dieting in the first place.
Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young. All the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return.
So lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted mothers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think of something. Think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel. So lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Be sure to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow. Don will have in studio with him a local exchange student talking about the exchange student program. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Prison time was announced this week in a drug-related robbery and homicide case in Racine from 4 years ago. Christopher Martinez will serve 22 years in prison for his role in the fatal shooting of James Hamilton during what investigators say was a planned robbery at a Monroe Avenue home. Two others were allegedly involved, including Christopher's brother, Jonathan. He's serving 20 years. The case against another man involved remains open. A high-tech rescue device is helping Racine County responders save lives on the water. The Emergency Integrated Life-Saving Lanyard is called Emily for short. It's a remote-controlled buoy. It's easily visible in orange, and when driven to a victim, there are handles to grab onto so they can stay afloat. The Racine County Sheriff's Office now has four Emily units stationed with lifeguards, dive teams, and water patrol crews. Racine streets will come alive this weekend. The city is gearing up for the return of Harbor Fest, the Juneteenth parade and party, and the Lighthouse Run. That race is back for its 47th year this Saturday. The famous race, starting at Festival Park, features runs for all ages and raises funds for the Racine Family YMCA and other local charities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
WRJN weather.
I'm
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Turning mostly cloudy tonight, a couple of showers and storms late, and lows in the upper 50s to 60. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a little hazy from some smoke, highs in the upper 60s. Rain chances return for Friday and Saturday. It's 82 right now.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. He's Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, how you doing, Kurt?
Doing all right. So I'm going to ask you a weird question, and you tell me how you react to this, okay? If I were to say to you, next Wednesday's meeting has been moved forward 2 days. Now what day is it on? Is it on Monday or is it on Friday?
It's next Friday.
Okay, so you and I are different on this. If I said it's been moved forward, to me, it means it's closer to us. So it's Monday.
Oh. I guess in my mind, I go calendar view. I have a calendar layout in my mind, okay, and I'm moving it forward along the calendar just to kind of give you a way my brain is working. That's how I came up with that. But I can totally understand how there could be miscommunication on that.
All right. So let's say it's on a clock. Our meeting has been moved forward 15 minutes.
Yeah, now
is it earlier or later?
No, we moved it up, so it's sooner. that's sooner. Happening okay. sooner than very good question, Kurt. This is tickling my brain.
There was a survey of 74,000 people, 65% of people in my original question about Wednesday's meeting, 65% said it was on Monday, 35% said it was on Friday.
Well, okay. I'll take that one.
The conclusion of the survey was there's not a right or wrong answer.
No. Darn interesting, though.
Yeah.
Think about the whole concept and how I think it all helps to be clearer in our language, in our communication, that be explicit.
Somebody, it said that roughly half of us see the future as something which comes towards us while we stay still, while the other half sees ourselves as moving forward into the future. And that's the difference, apparently.
Wow.
Did I just blow your mind? Yeah.
You did. That's make a note of that one. Submit it for the WBAs next year. I don't know what category, but that was a best deep thought of the year.
Love it. All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
My imagination.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Brewers are back on the air with us tomorrow. Next game coming up tomorrow night at 6:05 with the Cardinals. And Brewers baseball brought to you this year by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. See the entire schedule online at WRJN.com.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Put a smile on Dad's face this Father's Day with a gift from O&H Danish Bakery. O&H's Whiskey Kringle is guaranteed to please. It has a filling of whiskey-infused caramel, and it's topped with buttery streusel, a honey whiskey glaze with a touch of smoke, and drizzled with vanilla icing. Dad will love it. Of course, there's O&H's traditional banana cream pie and a special Father's Day tort he'll love, too. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all, from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
How can you free your team from time-consuming office tasks? Amazon Business. Smart business buying tools enable buyers to find and purchase items fast so they can focus on strategy and growth. Free up your teams and focus on your future. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yeah.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A visionary in the music world has died. Brian Wilson, a co-founder of the legendary Beach Boys, was 82. Matt Wolf looks back at his career.
One of the architects of the California sound, he was considered one of the most influential pop musicians of the 20th century. But Brian Wilson started simple, singing with his brothers in their living room, then forming the Beach Boys in 1961. The band's popularity put a strain on Wilson. He suffered a nervous breakdown in 1964, the start of a lifelong struggle with mental health issues and substance abuse. But out of those trials came the release of Pet Sounds, widely regarded as a masterpiece. Matt Wolf, CBS News.
Things were somewhat quieter in downtown Los Angeles last night. Mayor Karen Bass.
The emergency declaration that I signed yesterday does not have a time limit to it, and so the curfews will go on as long as they are needed.
A judge said today the administration must release Columbia University protesters.